He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It is Friday, May 8th, and well, we have a special Friday treat for you. That would be running back Steve Slayton. Now, Steve is a man of few words, but we stopped to talk to him to gauge how things are going in his off-season workouts and how prepared he is for OTAs. Now, of course, he's itching to get back on the field. And he also talked about the Texans draft class, which did not include a running back. And many people thought the Texans would draft a bigger back to complement Slayton. Now, Slayton said there's still some guys who can fill that role within the Texans locker room right now, mainly that being Chris Brown. But that he also knew of the Texans' two new undrafted rookie free agents running backs, so he shed a little light on them, and on his former teammate Pat White, who has joined the Miami Dolphins, and the Texans will, of course, play the Dolphins this year. Now, here is Steve Slayton. Remember, a man of few words, but infinite wisdom. Hi, Texans fans. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans TV. Joining me is running back Steve Slayton. All right, Steve, last time we talked, you were just getting going with off-season workouts. You've been in the program a couple weeks. Are you ready to get back on the field?
Yeah, I'm real ready. I wish we could just jump past everything and get into the season.
Well, the Texans also have added some players since we talked. They have a new draft class. What do you think of the new class?
I think they're well. I think we're always doing well. We're just building on every year. And hopefully whoever we bring in now will help us get to the playoffs.
Well, it was no surprise the Texans drafted a lot of defensive players because there are a lot more holes there. They didn't get a running back, and that's something that a lot of people talked about, getting a bigger running back to back you up. Were you surprised, and what did you think when you saw that they didn't draft a running back?
Was I surprised? No, I wasn't surprised. I mean, we still have guys like Ryan Moats, Chris Brown behind me, and we got free agency Jeremiah Johnson, Arian Foster, so I think it would be a good set.
How much do you know about Arian Foster and Jeremiah Johnson?
I know Jonathan Stewart. He went to Oregon, so he played behind him. I watch him here and there, but I don't really know too much. But hopefully when they come in, they'll just work hard.
What kind of advice will you give them when they come in? Because you were just in that position a year ago.
Make sure you protect the quarterback. That's the biggest advice I can give.
Pass protection is something that a lot of rookie running backs don't really quite know, because that's not something you're asked to do a lot in college, right?
Yeah, I mean, in my case, I didn't block that often, but it's definitely a skill you need to get on the field.
We're also going back to your collegiate days. Pat White, quarterback, is now going to be with the Miami Dolphins. Have you talked to him? And the Texans will actually see him in Miami this year.
Yeah, I've talked to him. I talked to him last week. I talked to him a little bit through his mini camp, just tell him what to expect.
What does he think so far?
It's a lot. I mean, that first day is always going to be a lot. It's a lot more than college, but he adjusted well, and I'm proud of him.
All right. Well, do you feel like this season there's a lot more pressure on you? Because you're going to be carrying the load, and you know that. I mean, you are the premier running back coming in this year.
No, I don't feel more pressure. I think there's more pressure last year just trying to prove myself, trying to get to where I am now.
And do you feel like you've grown so much? I mean, now coming in, how much more prepared do you feel for this next season?
I feel a lot prepared. I think your first year is definitely the biggest learning year you're going to have. And I think I learned a lot just with the veterans, just being on me, the coaches being on me. And now I can just set my game up more.
And as far as the zone scheme works, do you feel like you're the type of running back that just excels in that now?
I think so. I think just this year, just watching clips, and now I know more where the coaches want to know what I need to do to take the yards that I left on the field and get more back.
All right. Well, one area where the Texans really want to improve was goal line situations. What do you think will be key for getting those, getting touchdowns in those goal line situations?
I just wanted more. I'm thinking and just executing well. I think a few times we didn't execute, and that's a few losses that came. And the more we execute in the red zone, the better off we'll be.
Right now, it's the intense playoff time for basketball for the NBA. Who do you think? Who are your picks for the NBA Finals?
I got the Cleveland Cavaliers and hopefully the Rockets. I think the Rockets will pull it off if they play good defense this series.
Yeah, LeBron, though, it's hard to bet against LeBron.
It really is hard. I mean, he's a young man taking over a man's game, and it's just more to come for him.
Actually, people say that he could probably be a pretty good football player. What do you think?
I think he could. I think, he likes contact, so, I mean, as long as you like contact, you'd be all right.
And I could see our test actually being out there. He likes contact, too.
He might be getting a lot more fouls than needed.
Well, thanks so much, Steve.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
As always, thanks for listening. back on Monday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston. Goodbye.